insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا
And it is He who has made the night for you as clothing and sleep as means for rest and has made the day a resurrection.
Brothers and sisters, the 47th verse of the chapter states, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا وَجَعْلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا And He is the one who appointed the night for you to be a covering and sleep as a rest. وَجَعْلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا And He appointed the day a rising. Earlier in the previous episode, we said that this section of the chapter is somehow talking about the guidance that we can get from the working of the nature. In the previous verses, we discussed the alternative system of the light and darkness that happens gradually during the day. And now this verse is looking at this process from another perspective. Of course, that approach that we must take is the same. We have to look at all these events as an indication and sign of the absolute cause. Anyway, this verse is saying, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا He appointed the night for you a covering, وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتًا He made sleep a kind of rest for you, وَجَعْلَ النَّهَارَ نُشُورًا And He appointed the day a rising. The alteration of day and night, the calmness in the night and working in the day, they are all the signs of Allah's lordship. Therefore, after mentioning the blessing of the shades in the previous verse, The Holy Quran brings up two other blessings that are very appropriate with this fact and event. In this way, a little of the secrets of the universe, which indicates the existence of the essence of Allah, is mentioned. At first it says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا And He it is who appointed the night for you to be a covering. This is a very interesting and beautiful sentence. He appointed the night for you to be a covering. This dark curtain of night covers not only men, but also all creatures of the earth.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
It is somehow protecting all the creatures like a garment. It wraps man like a cover, and man can use this cover at the time of sleep for creating darkness and for rest. And this changing of night and day, it is not accidental. It is for a specific reason. It is based on hikmah. It is based on knowledge and wisdom that this system is created. And interestingly, the verse says, وَالَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. The blessing of night is a really useful blessing for us, because it says لَكُمْ, it is for you. Anyway, it is also worth mentioning that the Holy Quran has counted some different things as libas. In this verse, it says, جَعْلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. He made the night for you to be a covering. In another verse, it says, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُمْ. In this verse, the husband and wife are mentioned as libas for each other. And also, elsewhere it says, لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The covering of taqwa and piety. Anyway, the verse continues saying, and sleep as a rest. This is referring to the blessing of sleep. وَالنَّوْمَ سُبَاتَ. The Arabic word subat is derived from the word sabt, that means to terminate. It was then used to mean to stop working for taking rest. That Saturday is called in Arabic Yawm al-Sabt is because its appellation is taken from schedule of the Jews who set Saturday their holiday. In fact, this word refers to the termination of all physical activities at the time of sleep, because we know that at the time of sleep, most of the activities of our body are terminated. Some other parts, such as heart and lung, lessen their usual work and continue more slowly so that tiredness will be removed and power will be replaced in our bodies. And that is why well-timed and measured sleep revives all the powers of the body. It brings up happiness and might for us, and it is the best means for calming the nerves. And on the contrary, termination of sleep for a long time is very harmful, and sometimes it is even fatal. It is so damaging that one of the main tortures that torturers use is to terminate the sleep program and to break the man's resistance very soon. We will, God willing, talk about the rest of this verse in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.